Jed Nash was talking there about the live music industry and the questions that they have following yesterday's announcements. Well, we can talk to Dave Parle. He runs Hidden Agenda Promotions, which books live performers. He also runs a small venue called The Big Romance in Dublin. He joins us now. Dave, thanks for being with us. Do you have gigs ready to go on Friday night?
How you doing, Audrey? Yes. We have a club event for Friday, which it looks like it's allowed to go ahead. We're still figuring out some of the actual mechanics of actually operating a club show.
Okay, and why do you think that can go ahead? Is it because it's in a nightclub?
Exactly. Yeah. But the phrase about there being some anomalies by Micheál Martin, I think, is probably an understatement. I think in practicality, there's a plethora of anomalies at the minute that we're experiencing. You know, because for example, I have a show on Friday week, and it's a live show. But it's 9 p.m. doors and it goes till 3 a.m. So it's kind of in a club setting. And I have no idea right now if that's allowed within the current guidelines.
Yeah, because it's not clear whether if the live music is playing in a nightclub, people can get up and dance as normal. But if it's in another music venue, they can't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what we're experiencing right now is that it looks like shows this weekend that are in live venues that have sold to full capacity are not allowed to happen. But what if those shows happen at 11 p.m. and go on late? So there are venues in all over the country that do have a late license. They could go till 3 a.m. And often how those venues would function is they would have a gig at 8 p.m. that would finish at around 11, and then they would move into their club setting. So what we're trying to wrap our head around is, are we saying that those 8 p.m. gigs can't happen, but if the band played later at night during the late license section of the evening, is that allowed to proceed as normal with a dance floor?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of questions, there's lots of confusion within all of that. And there were vague indications from government yesterday of perhaps flexibility on this once these talks get underway today between the department and those involved in the industry. Are you planning on cancelling anything at this stage, or are you just going to wait and see what happens?
At the minute, it is wait and see. I've had a few agents and managers on to me, and I couldn't give them a straight answer. So it is about absorbing the information, talking to people in the industry, seeing if there's a follow-up release of guidelines today based on the feedback. It is really, really last minute, and again, that is very stressful for everyone in the industry, from promoters to the managers and stuff I mentioned, to the artists themselves who have been waiting a long time to get back out there.
Absolutely. Well, look, we wish you well, Dave, for what that's worth. Thank you very much, Dave Parle there, who runs Hidden Agenda Promotions.